This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Academy Awards are this Sunday, and life for performers is not always red carpet glitz. The Union for Movie, TV, and Radio Performers, SAG-AFTRA, also has a nonprofit foundation to help their members retrain and get through hard times. It's akin to the high-profile Music Airs program that the Grammy people do. The new president of the SAG-AFTRA Foundation is actor Courtney B. Vance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
SAG, which merged with the TV Radio Union some years ago to become SAG-AFTRA, has its union side involved with pay levels, benefits, working conditions, and so forth. But you are focused on what happens when actors are on the way up or, frankly, on the way down in their careers?
We are understanding that a career goes through cycles. And more to the point, there 95% of us are not working regularly. So there has to be some place where actors and performers can go to hone their craft. And also if they go through a period where they have a hardship.
So I understand it. A performer who feels he or she is in a tight spot can actually apply, like fill out an application for some help?
If you are a member, a due-paying member of SAG-AFTRA, the services are free. Classes, workshops, financial assistance, all of those services are free. You know, that becomes increasingly important when there's catastrophic illnesses and things that happen to all of us. So it's our job to let people know that you're not alone.
Let's talk about diversity in SAG-AFTRA's part of the media here. What can the foundation do, the foundation that you now run, as a practical matter to bring new voices and new perspectives to your industry?
You know, that is not the mandate of the foundation to trumpet diversity. I think it behooves all of us to recognize and realize, and we were talking about that a great deal on the red carpet during the SAG Awards. It behooves the industry to do it because it's all about the green. You want that demographic to tune in. Then we send the message to the industry that, no, in fact, we've changed the way things are happening now. African-American and films of color do make money overseas. And so every time we see a person of color or a transgender film or a transgender person in a film, we're going to make that film a multimillion-dollar film.
Courtney B. Vance won an Emmy for The People versus O.J. Simpson, where he played the lawyer Johnny Cochran. He has won a Tony Award and has several nominations, and he is the new president of the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. Mr. Vance, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.